When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-GOLD.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Third hour of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show starts now. We have A.G. Garland, the Attorney General, is going to be making a statement soon to the nation in the aftermath of the raid on Mar-a-Lago earlier this week. We've been talking about it a lot. People are understandably, deeply fired up, concerned, outraged, and want answers. And I think you're going to get very few from Garland, but we also have Miranda Devine joining us at the bottom of the hour, and I think we will get some answers from her. The writer of the New York Post does great work on this, on the Hunter Biden laptop, and much more. We also have Fauci making the rounds, which I will get to in a second. But first, sometimes I'll mention a random story to Clay, and I will say, you know, I think this one's going to get a lot of attention. I think that people are particularly into it, and it's going to go way beyond what anybody would think at first. And that makes me, that turns my attention to this story. It is up on Outkick.com right now, which is a very excellent website for all of you out there. And we should probably cross-link it at clayandbuck.com. TikTok veterinarian goes viral with a list of dog breeds she wouldn't own. Now, let's just say this. Generally, I think that you're allowed to say whatever you want about opinion stuff or taste issues, right? So if I say that chocolate ice cream is the best ice cream and someone else, for whatever reason, is a barbarian who really likes strawberry ice cream, this is always a debate in my household, Clay. You know, people are entitled to their opinions, even though on Twitter, as you and I both know, if you say I like vanilla, people will pile on and say, why did your parents make so many mistakes in raising it? You know what I'm talking about with this stuff.
I noticed early on in Twitter, I went on and said, which to me is an indisputable truth, the best cobbler. I think I said cobbler is really good. And I'm a big fan of blackberry cobbler in particular. And immediately people were outraged that I could really like cobbler. And this was one of the first, maybe the first year that I've been on Twitter. And so what you learn about social media is whatever you say you like, you almost immediately get attacked. And it doesn't matter what it is. What is the least offensive thing that you could say on, this is like a fun debate topic. You know, like there's obviously controversial topics. Right. What is the least controversial thing that you could say on Twitter?
I mean, something about food you like or cheeseburgers are better than hot dogs.
But when you say even like I like hot dogs, somebody's going to be like, What are you, crazy? Hot dogs are garbage.
Are you
right?
Kidding me? Like, you'll get. I got dragged for days for pointing out that milk in your coffee is basically better than all these oat juices and things.
Oh,
People lost their minds of days and days. Sorry, there's so many options. I'm like, look, drink whatever you want. I don't care. But anyway, there's a lot of these things that we could get into, and it is true. You could say on social media today, you or I or anyone listening could say, well, it's a nice day. And all of a sudden, some account from like weathertruth.com or something is going to be like, why are you such an idiot? It's not good weather. It's actually causing a lot of power grid issues. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Better always enjoy it now, because in 10 years, we're all going to be dead because of climate change.
You can't say any. And by the worst thing is if you ask, I wish that I could crowdsource. On this show, we can, and brilliant people call in with tremendous expertise. But on social media, if you ask an honest question like, hey, what's the best way for me to regrout the tile in my bathroom? You'll get 50 responses of people saying, oh, you're such an idiot who's never done anything in his life. Like, okay. So I bring this up because people, and this audience included, me included, although it's a family dog technically, people love their dogs. You mess with their dog and you're in a world of hurt. And I don't even just mean obviously like actually being mean to the dog or something. I just mean you talk smack about their dog breed. If you want to see a website crash from the traffic that will happen, start a fight between pro pit bull owners and anti pit bull owners, just as an example. And I'm not starting that fight right now. I'm just saying it is something that gets people very fired up on both sides. This veterinarian on TikTok did
Wit. Wit is her name. She's kind of cute.
Hey. She did a little video, and I'm going to say this right now. She wasn't she had no idea what she was stepping into. She did the 5 dog breeds she wouldn't own as a veterinarian.
Coming in at number 5 are the Chinese Cresteds. I mean, the dogs and stuff are fine. I don't like hairless animals. They're zitty. They're kind of greasy. Same with cats. Number 4, these ankle biters. Nope, not my cup of tea. 3, not just a pug, but just any brachycephalic breeds. I mean, some of them are so cute and so sweet, but they can't breathe. Literally cannot breathe. They snore. I've already got a husband that snores. I don't need anything else. Coming in at number 2, the GSD. This also applies to Belgian Malinois.
Clay's favorite dog.
And coming in at 1 to piss everyone off is the Golden Doodle.
Okay, so she's trying to have fun. Clay, this went like mega viral.
People are furious.
So to be clear, there is no community for the Chinese Crested out there. Okay, I've never even seen one.
Oh my gosh.
New York City Alley over here says I've never even seen a Chinese Crested. That's a thing that people see.
I have no idea what kind of dog that is.
To me, that's like a space alien. Like that doesn't even really count. But apparently, Allie says they exist. They're hairless in part, which is what freaks everybody out. She mentioned Chihuahuas. And I will say, our friend Tommy Lahren has a Chihuahua. You go after people's Chihuahuas, it's like you're calling their baby ugly. She went after Bulldogs and said they snore and can't breathe, which I will say, Bulldog snoring is adorable, okay? The Bulldog owners of America.
They do have, though, a breathing issue, right?
Clay. Come
my
on.
Understanding.
I have breathing issues, all right? I've got a deviated septum. I'm glad that nobody abandoned me. And then she mentioned German Shepherds and Malinois. Now, that one, I'm going to say, and maybe I'm stepping into here a little bit, you have to know what you're doing with those dogs. Those are not like get them and figure it out how to be a dog owner.
I got bit by a German Shepherd when I was a kid badly.
Really?
You know, the scar on my face when I was 5 years old, I had chicken pox. I was at my friend Neil's house. He also had chicken pox. Anybody out there who's around my age or older will remember, you know, we had chicken pox parties. They were the opposite of COVID, right? Everybody, when you got chicken pox, they wanted you to get it at a young age. So everybody got chicken pox around the same age. I believe I was in first grade went out to pet his dog, Casper, the German Shepherd. Casper leapt up and bit me and ripped, ripped my face. Like you could see the cheekbone was exposed.
Oh my God, you're lucky it didn't hit your eye.
Yeah, I know. And also my throat. My lip was ripped open. I had a hole in my cheek. So I was 6 and I had over 50 stitches
my
from
God.
This German Shepherd bite. So I'm not a big German Shepherd guy. Now, and
they're working dogs. The same thing with the Malinois. The Malinois is like a lean, mean German Shepherd in terms of its speed, and they're great for a lot of our military and law enforcement audience. Love their Malinois, love their Shepherds. It's because they're amazing in those roles, and if you know how to handle them. But they're, you know, it's a Chihuahua is different from a Malinois, right? A Chihuahua is not.
All these dogs have different personalities inside of the breed itself, right?
Of course. But a Chihuahua is not going to go flying through an open window at top speed and take down a 180-pound man like it's nothing. If a Chihuahua did that, it would be remarkable to see. Be kind of like that scene in There's Something About Mary with the little dog. But anyway, if you haven't seen, you can't make that move anymore. But the one that I think really, I'm going to tell you this right now. My fiance is a doodle person. I have experienced
doodles
this with doodle people all over the country. Doodle people are like the vegans of the canine owner world in that they think they have figured out. So they're like, they don't shed. They're hypoallergenic. They're super smart. They're like, they have figured out the secret to the top of the canine ownership pyramid here. You mess with people's doodles, they freak out at you.
How much do these doodles cost too?
I think doodles are probably it depends where you're on the country, a couple of grand. I mean, Frenchies, which goes under the brachycephalic, dog brachycephaly, which is what the squash face dogs are. Frenchies run anywhere from $2,000 or $3,000 up to $15,000.
$15,000.
Yes. A blue Frenchie in a city if you're going through a breeder will cost you. That's why there are armed robbers.
I've seen stories about people getting them stolen.
Apparently, the snoring doesn't hurt the market value that much. Just saying that for the bulldog owners out there.
So, what has happened to this TikTok vet? Like, she's everywhere.
I mean, she's all over. You got the story up at OutKick. I think she's more famous than she ever intended to be. Look, everyone needs to calm down. Lady's allowed to have her opinions. I just think it's kind of funny because there are some things. I will say this, Clay. It's a little bit like, I'm sure there are people in the sports world where if you really trash somebody's team, you're like, that team sucks, their coaching is awful, they take it personally, right? They're like, hold on a second. Like, I actually really think that team is awesome and inspiring. You go after people's dogs, even not their individual dog, the dog breed. And this is certainly true of pit bull owners. And, you know, you mess with the bull, you get the horn, man.
I can't believe she didn't put pit bull on the list.
I was surprised by that, too, given the ones that she went after here. But there are the people that say best family dog you could ever have. And then there are people who say all the fatal attacks basically nationwide involve pit bulls. So you get this huge debate that breaks down. And because they're like when I lived in D.C., I lived in an apartment building there. There was a whole list of banned breeds. So this does actually become an issue.
In your building.
There are some cities that I think have even considered banning certain breeds citywide. I don't think that's really gone into effect yet. But yeah, man, there's usually it's a weight issue. So there's a little bit of body shaming of the canines that goes on.
My mom just texted me 3 facial surgeries to recover from that when I was 6 years old.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, think about 50 stitches for a 6 year old. 50 stitches for an adult is a big wound, but for a 6 year old, like it was like half my face.
Man, that is.
But yes,
by the way,
point,
speaking of dogs,
missed,
on a happier note, send
the
us
the eye and the neck.
Send us your cute pup photos at clayandbuck.com. We got all the Sexton dogs posted. We are going to do Cute Cat Tuesday at some point for all the cat. But she took a little shot, the vet, at cats, too. I'm just going to say it.
We've got 2 cats, and I'm not in favor of the fact that we have 2 cats. In fact, they really kind of drive me insane. I'm the least favorite in the house of the cats, and the cats are the least favorite of mine.
What would happen if you came home and you told Mrs. Travis, you told Laura, I just think we could really benefit from like a pet porcupine or maybe a raccoon. Like, is any of that in the mix or definitely not?
I think that we're in the process of getting a house built and the cats are going to be excluded from many parts of the new house. That they have wrecked substantial portions of the house.
Also, let us know your thoughts at Clay and Buck. We can sign up, please, as subscribers for our VIPs. Send us your dog photos. But also, if you want to weigh in on this list of 5 dog breeds that got the rough stuff here from this vet, weigh in. Go to clayandbuck.com. And I'm telling you, man, it's you mess with people's dogs, you've never seen anything like it.
We've been deluged, evidently, by photos of animals as a result. So there you go. We've had so many serious topics, by the way. Now people are going to be super fired up. Maybe the feds are going to have another reason to raid us. Here we go. A reminder that we have got Miranda Devine, who's going to be fantastic here in about 10 minutes, and we'll be rolling on whatever Merrick Garland says in his first public statements since the raid on President Trump's private residence. You guys know I'm a monster college football fan. I'm on the road. I'll be on the road again for the entire fall as a part of the Big Noon Kickoff show. Getting to go to games, getting to check out awesome environments. But the one downside is I don't get to sleep in my bed every night. I miss the MyPillow sheets I've been spoiled by at home. And right now, MyPillow has their Percal sheets on sale for more than 50% off. That pricing is phenomenally affordable. Plus, you get a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, 2 months to see if they're as comfortable as you might imagine. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, use our names, Clay and Buck, as the promo code, and you will get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Remember, you can also call them at 800-792-3269 and use our promo code, Clay and Buck.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Everybody fired up about both the FBI raid and the veterinarian's opinion on dogs. A wide variety there. Buck, one thing that is coming up here that I think is going to be interesting, Merrick Garland scheduled to talk at 2:30 Eastern here in about 5 minutes if he's on time, and we'll be rolling on that. Miranda Devine scheduled to join us here in a bit to give us the latest on her reporting surrounding this raid. We'll also find out if she has a dog, and if so, what she the veterinarian's attack on certain breeds. Newsweek has reported, and I don't think we've mentioned this, Newsweek has reported that Merrick Garland was not involved in the decision to raid Trump's private residence. Now, Buck, I don't know about you. I find it inconceivable that the head of the Justice Department could not know that a former president was going to have his home raided, as I also find it inconceivable that, frankly, Joe Biden wouldn't know about this. But I'm curious if he were to say, I was not involved and did not know about this raid, he's basically throwing the FBI under the bus. Now, I don't know if he will say that, if he will try and wall off his responsibility for this raid by claiming that he was not involved and therefore he has not been sullied by this entire sordid incident. What do you think the chances are that he comes out? I think it's low, but it wouldn't stun me if he tried to say, I wasn't involved in this decision. The FBI is pursuing their own investigation.
That creates its own problems, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Because this actually should be signed off on by the Attorney General. You know, this is sometimes the White House, for example, when they would go for journalists' records, right? If the FBI is going to pull a journalist's records, for example, that's the kind of, because of the First Amendment and political sensitivities, that even though they're seizing records for people all the time, that can get kicked up, for example, to the Attorney General level, just to give it, you know, some kind of a context here. So if he were to say, Clay, well, I wasn't involved in this, then people would say, who's running your shop, buddy? I mean, who's calling the shots?
I think that also, it would be a sign that it was a tremendous miscalculation, because he might be concerned about his own job and trying to effectively throw Christopher Wray to the attackers out there. I think this would be a big deal. What I expect that he will say is, we don't comment on investigations, but the amount of threats that have come in on official...
It's going to be about law FBI enforcement agents, threats, and it's going to be about process.
Totally unacceptable,
process.
And we're going to investigate anybody who threatens our people. You just saw what happened in Cincinnati, and this right-wing extremism cannot be allowed to flourish in the country. I think that's what he's going to say. But if he were to try to wall himself off, that would be a sign that this raid has been bungled to such an extent that people are starting to look out for their own jobs, just worth paying attention to. Again, we're going to update you. That's scheduled to start in just a couple of minutes.
If you own a business, managing it through the pandemic has been rough. You could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of taxes you've already paid. How do you get your business the refund money you deserve? Go to GetRefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They do all the work with no charge up front and simply share a percentage of the cash they get back for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had an increase in sales. The team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com right now. No risk, high reward. Again, that website is GetRefunds.com. Welcome back to Clay and Buck. We are moments away from the Attorney General for the Biden administration, Merrick Garland, making a statement here about the Mar-a-Lago raid, and perhaps more than that. We're also joined by Miranda Devine right now from the New York Post, who has been breaking news on this all week. Miranda, as always, appreciate you making time for us.
Oh, pleasure, Clay and Buck. Always love to be with you.
So we may have to jump right into this, and we'll have you react to it, Miranda, as Merrick Garland's about to speak. What are your expectations for what he's going to say, and what is your focus right now on what we need to find out?
Well, look, I'm glad that Merrick Garland is finally breaking his silence on this raid. He really should have done it much earlier. And I hope that what he does is reassures the American people that this is not a political hit on the former president, that he needs to explain the raid and basically tell us what the predicate was. You know, we know from, you know, people who have told us that the warrant solely dwelled on the Presidential Records Act and any classified information that might have been contained in those boxes that were packed up on behalf of Donald Trump from the White House and are now or then were taken and put in a storage room at Mar-a-Lago where they were under lock and key. And that's what the warrant said. So now we want Merrick Garland to say that that is all that the FBI was looking for. And he needs to be really clear about that, because if at some point in the future the FBI says, oh, we didn't find anything to do with the Presidential Records Act, but we did find this piece of information relating to January 6th or some other piece of information relating to one of the other sort of six or seven investigations supposedly that people are trying to pin on Donald Trump, then that would show that the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago just for a fishing expedition, and it would, I guess, confirm the suspicions of people who believe that they went looking for a crime. You know, they were going to pin something on Donald Trump, come what may, because they don't want him to run in 2024. That's what it looks like. And the reason that people don't trust the FBI is because of the history of their involvement and the corruption in the FBI to do with the Russia collusion hoax. They're, you know, knowing that the Steele dossier was bogus and then predicating an investigation on that, the leaked text messages between FBI people talking in malicious and derogatory terms about President Trump and how they were going to stop him. You know, James Comey and his deputy McCabe leaking confidential information and so on. So the FBI has dirty hands when it comes to Donald Trump, and that's why Merrick Garland has to ensure, as does Christopher Wray, the FBI director, that they are very detailed in their explanation about why they went to this unprecedented extent of raiding a former president's home.
Miranda, what do you think about this sudden acceleration, it feels? Because in June, there are reports that they were there, Trump came by, they shook hands. There was a very sort of conciliatory rapprochement that might have been going on between the two. And then we get to a warrant, a 9-hour investigation, and you're reporting at the New York Post that they're going through Melania Trump's closet as well. What happened? What was the acceleration here? What was the lit match that took this in June from something where they're interacting fairly, it seems reasonably, to suddenly an unexpected raid?
Well, there's two sides to this story. Trump's side says that they were cooperating fully with the FBI over these, presidential records. And can I say that he's not the only president who's taken material documents and so on from the White House, mementos and things, and have been asked to give it back, Barack Obama being one. So I think that, you know, the idea that it's just about mishandled documents is a little hard to believe. But I think that the Trump lawyers say that they've been cooperating with the FBI. And as you say, at the end of May, a whole bunch of FBI agents came to Mar-a-Lago. They spent hours inside that locked storage room going through these 15 boxes of material. And they were overseen by Trump's lawyers. And at some point, we're hearing from leaks from the Department of Justice that those talks broke down. So that's not what I've heard from the Trump side, but, you know, obviously something happened to precipitate this. And so then we had the raid on Monday. And, you know, there's a leak from inside the Department of Justice, which claims that they wanted to do it in a low-key way. So they waited until Donald Trump wasn't there, because the Trump family has decamped for Bedminster, New Jersey, to his golf resort there for the summer. And in fact, Mar-a-Lago's closed down. There's just a skeleton staff there. A lot of the rooms were locked and had to be unlocked by the few employees left for the FBI. And the FBI had carte blanche, as they told the lawyers who sort of rushed there after the fact, that we can go anywhere we want. This warrant, which they waved in front of them, and first of all would not show to one of Trump's lawyers, told them that they could go wherever they wanted in this vast complex. And they seemed to confine themselves to the private quarters of the Trumps. They're going into every room there, going through closets, including Melania Trump's, I assume, voluminous walk-in wardrobe. And also they spent several hours, I'm told, in a separate part of the building in the private office of Donald Trump. And they went through everything there. And also they had brought along a safe cracker to open the safe. It's a hotel-style safe, I'm told. Eric Trump had said that there was nothing in the safe. I haven't heard that, but I take his word for it. And then the other place they went, of course, was that locked basement storage room with the 15 boxes from the White House, which they'd already had access to. They, I'm told, did take those boxes away, but there were, you know, at least 30, I'm told, you know, FBI agents there in plain clothes, and they spent over 9 hours combing through absolutely everything.
Miranda Devine of the New York Post. Miranda, always great work on this. Thank you so much for being with us.
Pleasure.
So we're still moments away here, it seems, from the Attorney General making a statement. We will bring it to you live in just a moment. This could be big, folks, so stay with us here. But would you turn down millions of dollars if you were offered it every year? But there are strings attached, right? You'd have to surrender your independence. Hillsdale College says no, despite the fact that lots of American colleges and universities take that money from the government. Hillsdale wants independence and wants to be able to say no to government money, which allows them that. That's why they don't take that cash. It makes them free to pursue their mandate and not the federal government's mandate for them to pursue its original 1844 mission of truth and the defense of liberty. Hillsdale has over 1,500 undergraduate and graduate students on its main campus in Michigan and its satellite campus in Washington, D.C. In addition, over 3 million citizens have enrolled in Hillsdale's free online courses. You can learn more about Hillsdale's independence from government and its mission of defending liberty. Go online to clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. Again, that's clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. We'll bring you Merrick Garland here in just a second. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, final segment, Thursday edition of the program. Encourage you to go download the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a moment. We are still waiting for Merrick Garland's press conference, which was initially scheduled for 2:30 Eastern, coming up on 20 minutes late for that. It's possible that we're not going to get any of that for you, in which case we'd encourage you to keep hanging on for Sean Hannity coming up next on many of the same stations. We wait to see what, if any, information of any consequence Merrick Garland is going to give us. We think that it'll be mostly bland, and will he take any questions? I would guess the answer would be no. Mostly bland, blaming people for being angry about this raid. Maybe we'll actually get some form of news.
I think you're going to get boilerplate about how we do our job without fear or favor, and the Justice Department operates without political considerations, and the usual smarmy Merrick Garland razzle-dazzle, you know, the usual two-step. I think that's what you're going to see. But they know that this whole, oh, yeah, they just raided a president's home on Monday, that's not going to fly. You know, you don't just do that and then act like it's business as usual. Miranda gave us some really interesting context, Miranda Devine, just now, about how they went when it's so low-key. But, you know, in terms of the time of the year, Mar-a-Lago is basically shut down now. Trump is up at Bedminster, where we were hanging out with him a couple of weeks ago. And so did they really think that they could sneak this one under the radar? Was that really the plan?
That's what we started talking about yesterday, Buck, because remember, Trump was the one who broke the news that this raid had happened.
But there's basically nobody there. I was thinking, I forgot, Mar-a-Lago, Clay, usually has members everywhere. You know, some of our buddies are hanging out down there. I mean, last time I was there, I was high-fiving Mike Lindell. Like, you see people, right? Nobody was there this time.
Yeah, and the fact that they made the Trump attorney stand out in the for reporting, that they reportedly had to stand out in the parking lot as this nine-hour-plus raid was going on, I feel like somehow, some way, the bureaucracy overrated how quiet this was going to be, or in some way didn't recognize how significant what they were undertaking was. And that's why the most interesting part of this to me could be if Merrick Garland walled himself off and said, I wasn't involved in the decision. The FBI made the choice that they had evidence that they needed to procure. That would be interesting because it would suggest that this is such a mess, such a mushroom cloud, that people are trying to start to scurry to avoid being caught up in this explosion. I don't know that we'll get that. And again, I find it hard to believe that Joe Biden didn't know, that Merrick Garland didn't go. Certainly we know had to know.
So then who made the decision? Are we going to believe that a relatively low level, like head of the Palm Beach FBI, or I guess it'd be in West Palm, wherever it is, field office, the, you know, Palm Beach County FBI?
It seems it seems highly unlikely that somebody that far down the food chain could decide to again, we've talked about this. You would have to have high level contact with the Secret Service.
Yeah,
in order for this raid to take place. Can't imagine it's not occurring at the highest possible levels.
And that's not even reassuring in its own way, because as I said, this is so politically volatile for the whole country that it should be. You should have the attorney general looking at this and saying, guys, if we're going in there, there has to be an ironclad reason. It has to be 100% by the book, and it has to be explainable to the American people. So
and it can't just be we're going to try to get Donald Trump over classified documents that are still in boxes inside of Mar-a-Lago, because again, there's no way that the intent, if it's random boxes, I mean, I used as an example, if you've ever moved, how often does it take you forever to even know where anything is packed? Trump was not involved in packing the boxes that were packed up to leave the White House.
Yeah, and if anything, they should just have a different process than for the exit of a former president to make sure that, you know, there's some body. I'm sure they've already looked over this stuff, you know, but this is not something that has any the boxes of possibly classified documents for obvious reasons have no criminal implications for Donald Trump himself as a matter of holding and maintain, you know, holding national defense information in violation of the Espionage Act. That is, if that's their game here, and Clay, I don't know, maybe it is. If that's their game here, the DOJ's credibility is in for a world of hurt beyond what we've already seen. People are going to say, you can't trust these clowns at all with anything.
And think about how far we would have fallen down the criminality floodplain here. We would have gone from this guy had direct interaction with Vladimir Putin to stage a default coup to allow himself to be elected president to, well, some of the boxes that had random paraphernalia from inside of the White House were classified and shouldn't have been still locked up in a closet at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah,
that's a pretty big difference in criminality.
The government, as a matter of course, and I know this firsthand from being a classification originator, massively overclassifies tons of stuff. You know, they're constantly marking things in a way that goes way beyond whether there's actually any sensitivity to, you know, because a lot of it becomes a judgment call. Does this create sensitive issues for government relations? Classified. You know, they'll mark that confidential, or they'll mark that secret. Well, what does that even mean, right? Obviously, super sensitive information about the capabilities of like the F-22 Raptor. Yeah, that's classified. So we don't want our enemies to know what our planes could do, for example. But, you know, Trump sitting down and having a meeting with a foreign head of state where everyone knows what was said in the room or where everyone took photos together and there's some handwritten note from Trump about it. They might say that's classified, but that's overclassification is the point. So that happens.
Not only that, remember we had Kash Patel on in May.
Yeah, and he's the classification authority, Trump himself, not to interrupt.
Right. So yeah, there's the possibility the defense one could be that the warrant's not valid because of judge related issues, because of potentially the warrant was not specific enough. The warrant shouldn't have been granted, as we've seen happened in Russia collusion. But also there's a pretty strong defense here that Trump didn't know about the documents that were involved, and also that some of these may have already been declassified. As that's what Kash Patel came on and told us, is a large extent of the issues. The president has the ability to declassify documents. Sometimes there's a conflict over whether that occurred or not. This is just a really messy case in general to be getting the amount of attention that it's getting. And evidently, now we're going to have Kash Patel on, by the way, on Monday. Buck, you're going to be out tomorrow, and it looks like Attorney General Merrick Garland is going to be at least a half hour late now to his own press conference, and we're not going to get to talk about what
he's
going to
ice us out here. I think he knows.
Think that they were waiting? They're waiting.
They're like, Clay and Buck got to get off air because Merrick is not going to do well if
those guys are too powerful. We can't allow them to immediately handle what we say and dissect everything. And so we're going to wait till right after they go off the air. So I'll be talking about it tomorrow. Buck, you're going to be out on Friday. You'll be back Monday.
Yep.
Have a good time.
Thank you. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. Clay is going to make sense of all of what is about to be said by Merrick Garland for everybody across the country. And Clay, I think you're gonna be busy tomorrow. You know, just make sure you and producer Dub clean up the kegs before I get back.
Who knows? Have fun out at the Hamptons at the high end beach trip of the New York City Elite. I'm sure you're going to have an awesome time there. You'll be back on Monday. We'll be breaking down tons of different stories for you. We'll tell you whatever Merrick Garland said, assuming he ever comes out and talks. You can keep hanging out with Sean Hannity on down the line here. And we will be with you tomorrow.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.